Hello, hi, welcome to another Chessapod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chessapod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chessapod. I am Joy Pandey. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm running solo this time around, but don't fear because, of course, the news is still going to give. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday, so of course we start with some music news. Sure, there's so much happening in the music front. Starting off with Tyler leading the Summer 30 nominations. So the list of nominations were revealed Thursday. At Gallagher, they were unveiled, and Tyler is leading with 5 nominations. She's done it yet again. And of course, we cannot forget that even us right here at Gallo, we also are leading with 15 nominations. I'm talking about Ladysmith Black Mambazo, of course. I'm talking about Zuko SA. I'm talking about the greatest, as we all know, Snezzy. Come on, we are leading the pack, Natsy. We know 50 nominations, but shout out to Tyler as well for her win. I wonder who will be taking Album of the Year. Album of the Year has Tyler, Dali Wonga, Gabza De Small, as well as Xoli, and Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I think we should give it to Ladysmith. Like, shout out to Tyler. We've been giving you a lot now. I think it's enough. Like, get Newcomer of the Year or something. Let's give it to the OGs, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I think, yeah, I'm down for that. Or maybe Gabza might just take it. Who knows? It's quite unpredictable. But at the same time, almost predictable. Does that even make sense? I hope you get me. On to some other music news, though. Chris Brown is coming to South Africa. Aibo. So people now are thinking of selling their fridges, selling their mom's couches to just gather their coins together. Anything to do that to make sure that they can attend, Chris Brown concert. So this is not the first time that Chris Brown is coming to South Africa, though. I mean, I think at this point, Umkhaya, right? He's been here in 2021 when he was here for the Chris Brown Experience Tour. He's also been here in 2012 for Carpe Diem World Tour. I think he was on Generations in 1952. Obviously, I'm teasing with the 1952. But, you know, he's been here. We've seen him here quite before. But you know what? We are all trying to still make sure that we make it to this concert yet again. We do know that Chris Brown has been, you know, a big supporter, or rather is a big supporter of South African music. We do see him kind of including South African songs in his performances. We're also hoping, I think if I could predict what would take place, is if Naledi Apiwe opens up for Chris Brown. I think rightfully so. I think that's the latest South African maybe even the only South African he's collaborated with. I wonder if that's going to play out like that, or if he's going to decide to use the big stars that are already making quite some noise in the SA music scene, mostly Amapiano. Right. Speaking of Amapiano, though, let's move on to something quite scandalous, a little bit controversial, with gospel star Ayanda Ntanzi feeling betrayed by Gabza De Small, as per usual. This kind of sounds like, yeah, Piano Hub, usual kind of, they're always making headlines for some controversial stuff. There's a song that he allegedly remixed without his permission. We spoke to Ntanzi, who said he was not aware of the remix, but people started calling him that he's collaborated with Gabza, and he was like, what? No, I did not do that. When did that happen?
I'm so wrong. Last week, my kind of did go attacked by a couple of people, quite a number of people were attacking me on the thing. Yeah, that's gonna, I was just surprised. Definitely, my record label did reach out to him. But I'm guessing we haven't received any response since last week, I think, because they haven't said anything to me. So my guess is they have not received any reply from him or his team, rather. Personally, it's all respect. It's all about respect. It's all about courtesy. It's all about a good musicianship and courtesy. And by that, I mean, I would have appreciated him reaching out to me before. He bought an intent and tech was a trend. I wouldn't have said no, you know. We did a remix with DJ Key some time ago. He wanted to do a remix of my song, Basuga. And I said, yeah, man, no problem, you know, because, I mean, it's all good.
And yeah, he's obviously feeling quite betrayed. But I think it would have been a great... One thing about Piano Hub, and I know this is allegations also, because you know Gabza is not going to pick up the phone. We all know it by now that he's not even trying to talk to the media. But at the same time, Piano Hub is always in the headlines for just trying to cut corners when it comes to the business of the music industry, not giving people credit for their music. We saw DJ Maphorisa not so long ago when Something Soweto was not credited on the latest song that he's a part of. And now here's another thing. So I hope they rectify this. Piano Hub has a bad rep at this point, and I'm hoping they do the right thing. On to some other news, though. Jelly Baby is off the market, so it seems. Well, the Bacardi star took to Instagram on Tuesday to share a picture of her wearing a traditional blanket, a shawl, bearing the words becoming Mrs. S on her timeline. Very, very, very interesting. Who is this secret man? I hated the reactions, though, on social media with people saying, who is the guy? And because, as we know, Jelly Baby to us, she has a mouth. That one thing about that Praetorian girl, she's got a lot to say. And we wonder, ukuthi uzokwazi ukusithoba, you know, for the partner that she has. I saw she's still wearing the ring as well. I'm hoping this is not her trying to promote some sort of a song or something. It doesn't seem that way because it was posted elsewhere before she even posted on her timeline. So I guess congratulations to her. Speaking still in the wedding scene in Celebville, Ubuntu Buntu Pitsi's Umembezo ceremony took place recently. She actually shared some of, or a glimpse, she shared a glimpse of what took place at the Umembezo. This was on Heritage Day on Tuesday. She looked absolutely stunning and yeah, love it for her. Umembezo obviously is way before the white wedding, so hopefully she'll also give us a little bit of a glimpse into what she looked like on the day. Shout out to the bride-to-bees. Congratulations. Yes. On to some other news, though. We got to move on to Penny Ntuli. Now, we know that this weekend on its own might be snowy yet again in Newcastle and other spaces. But we just also came back from a very heavy snow weekend, which I was lucky to have experienced it indoors. Like, yes, I went out to play with a little bit of snow, but then I went back inside, honey, because begubanda. So I hope everybody keeps safe and warm this weekend. But Upeni Ntuli is now recovering after she suffered hypothermia. This was over the weekend. This is because she was stuck on the N3 during the heavy snow in KwaZulu-Natal for 2 nights. But this also comes with Upeni Ntuli, she went on social media checking up on people, which I did not understand. Why are you opening your door? Why are you opening your window? Why are you doing all of that just for content? Have a listen.
Everyone over there, open the window so that I can see you still alive.
You still alive?
Yes.
Okay, neighbor.
Oh, there's a hazard. There's a wiper there.
Are you still alive?
No hazard. They
are
dead.
Oh, no.
You're
still alive. All right. Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
Well, after all of that, I guess I get a makaza again, and then she got a bit sick and she had to be hospitalized. But yeah, she's recovering. She's doing well now. Yeah. Here's an update from somebody who, or rather a radio presenter who was also in the same car as her, saying that no man, since there were false reports of her death, let me set the record straight.
Ngibonile abantu abaningi besilandela kakhulu on social media, Facebook, TikTok, nazo zonke iy'nkundla zokuxhumana. On Friday besehla siza-ke eThekwini. Isizathu sokuthi size eThekwini kahlahle besiphuthuma ekhaya nguPhini, sihambe futhi-ke nomfowethu omdala uJakalazi njengoba sazi ukuthi ekhaya kushoniwe Sunday, which is namhlanje. Bekufanele engabe sikhona siyafihla sifihla udadewethu. Unfortunately, sagcina singafikanga ngesimo sokuthi sivalelekile between iMontos neFenerhand bekunesino ebesinzima. Then ukuphuma kwethu eGoli siza ngapha eKZN. Izulu eGoli belibalele nakuba bekushiwo kwathiwa izulu ngeke libe lihle, kodwa ayikho into ebesizoyenza ngoba bekushonile. To uma kuthi bekuzoba worse ngale ndlela bona bebecabanga ngayo, bekufanele imigwaqo beyivale ukukhombisa ukuthi ngampela they were aware ukuthi kuzoba ne-snow kanje. So uma sesisengxakini sekuvela igama lokuthi anibonanga yini endabeni ukuthi kuzoba ne-snow. No, uma kuzoba nengozi umgwaqo uyavala, bekufanele umgwaqo uvale. But-ke umgwaqo nje owathi ivuleke kusho ukuthi bekuzohambeka, nabo futhi bebenethemba ukuthi kuzohambeka. Nangampela-ke sahamba sitheke emandlula nje iMontrose saqala-ke i-snow. Number one, i-snow-ke thina-ke hhayi asisazi nje kakhulu eNingizimu Afrika, awu sasijabulela sibona i-snow. Kanti kuseza iNkuzimalanga kwagcina-ke iy'moto singakwazanga ukuhamba Friday, ayi kwabonaka ukuthi asisaqhubeki. Kwahlwa mawuvuka Saturday, which is yesterday, izolo asithi siyavuka iy'moto ey'ningi zimbozekile ngoba besilele zimbozekile, akusenzeki lutho. Lapho-ke siqale khona-ke ukuthi hhayi bo nayo lento iba serious. Masiphuma-ke siya ey'motweni zabantu siba-check-a ukuthi-ke ngabe-ke bayaphila yini. Sihamba ngey'nyawo ngazicathulo, kodwa kufana nokuthi uma sihambe i-ice ziyafriza. Sihamba naye-ke uPhini. Silekelela abantu, kukhona nanamasulumane-ke lapha awude wona ayazi-ke le nto etshela abantu ukuthi no abangene ey'motweni. Masiphuma-ke sihambe si-check-a abantu ukuthi bayaphila yini, njengoba kade nibona uphena hambe i-check-a abantu ukuthi ngabe bayaphila yini. I think that is where amakhaza emngene kakhulu lapho. Nakhona futhi amakhaza akungeni semthamo, ugule semthamo, ayangena nje ahlale ngaphakathi. Yabo saphinda lapho kwaphoqeleka ukuthi-ke uma kuyoshonila indlala iyasho, basitshela ukuthi-ke abantu bakhona ngakuleya ndawo kukhona ukudla la kuthengwa khona. Ukusuka lade sikhona uma uhamba ngenyawo almost 2 hours yabo. Ngahamba-ke ngofuna ukudla uma ngifuna ukudla ngimfonele isendleleni ukuthi hheyi njami ngiyakuthola ukudla ngihlangabeza. Uma ngihlangabeza uyaqhamuka excited futhi nakhona kanti la akazogula khona we amakhaza azombamba khona. Then iy'ntatha lasibone khona ngathi kuyavuleleka kuyaqala ukuhamba njengoba sibonile lokhu abumswelwe besuka koBergville bezanene baze bofika nangakhona la sikhona. masamba ke sehla ke bese simfakile ke emotweni alaleka short hide no uyagodola kunganaka ke ngoba ne heater ikhona akunankingi angene kalale ngemuva ku heater sivulela i heat hayi masifika ke lokhuzana ne garage hayi no umuntu thule ubanda ngalendlela ke isimanga lasibone khona ukuthi no lento serious sizame ukumnikeza ke ikhofi thola ukuthi hayi no ubanda lokho ngempela sabe sesimphuthumisa ke ekhaya kuma wakhe kwazi ukuthi cause nathi ayikho into bese sizoyenza mase sekunjeni kora ke uphenyu yaphila ukuthi nje ugodolwe kakhulu so rama rumors akhona athi ushonile hayi asazi awekho bafuthi kodwa yaphila it's just that ugodolile and akekho right yeah siyabonga.
Now, moving on to some interesting news, we do know that Busta Rhymes has been in South Africa since Delicious. And you know what? I don't know why he don't want to go home. What is up with that? Well, I think he might go home soon because you guys have shocked him. He was recently at Live Santon, the club, making an appearance. And somebody decided to steal somebody's iPhone 12. And you know what? He was like, Bafetsu, I will offer you 90,000 or nearly 90,000 rand if you give the phone. He offered $5,000. And that was his plea to the people to bring the phone back.
$5,000 US to the person that returns this young lady's iPhone 12. Please bring it back. Please bring it back. Let's do the honorable thing.
Whether the phone has been recovered, we don't know. But I think we've scared him off. Because he's got to go. It's enough now. Otherwise, just move in. Or something. Alright? Moving right along to some other news, though. Music related. We have to keep it music. It is Music Friday. Something very controversial yet again. Now, we all know that the music industry, when it comes to streams, guys, it literally is just a few cents. You really don't make, well, okay, you do make quite a number, a lot of money, but yeah, I'm two ways about that. Because if you're getting 0.03, whatever cents it is, I know that per stream it's something cents. Now I forgot, and my mentor is going to hate me for doing that. But well, here's the story. So, I don't know if you remember Yo TV presenter and actress Itu Bukaba. Well, she has left us all shocked that her song Maibabo, well, rather her song with Questa, she says she only made 59 cents out of it. Yo, have a listen.
Yes, it's me. It's your dog. I fought for that song, hey? But anyway, I didn't win. You don't win all of the battles in life, it's fine. I'm trying to launch my own music, so it's okay, I'll get there. But anyway, for the ones that are asking, what did I say on the song? Well, in the beginning, I kind of just like made it up with Google Translate, so I know it's grammatically incorrect. I am so sorry to the whole of India. It was just vibes, you know? But it goes, May up sapya karata. Main aapko karne par jaana chahta din pyar tha ab sunahi
Well, that's that on that, and in between she's making lemonade out of lemons. She's saying, regardless of this entire, you know, debacle that I experienced, I'm now releasing music. So I guess she was using that as a strategy. That's a good PR strategy, because now we're talking about her. With her 59 cents. And now we're apparently blaming Nota, because he was apparently responsible for all of that. Well, that's that on that. That's that on music news. That's on period. So that's been it for this edition of the Chesapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChesaLive. This Chesapod is a Times Life production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.